Hi, my name is Orville Roach, Executive Director of OCG, and this is our audio training series. This training is on the welcome interview. The welcome interview has replaced the initial interview as the initial orientation and welcome into the therapeutic community, or TC, environment. The purpose of the welcome interview is to provide a forum where a panel of current residents can welcome a new resident into the TC family, learn a little about the new resident, initiate some bonding through mutual identification, orientate the new resident on the cardinal rules and other important information, and introduce them to their big brother or big sister. The welcome re-interview for some returning clients will also be discussed in this training. We will now provide an overview of the welcome interview. The welcome interview panel consists of one staff person and 3 to 4 residents. The panel's role is to provide a warm and safe welcome to the new resident into the family. The resident who will serve as the big brother or big sister should be on the panel along with one older peer resident, one middle peer, and one younger peer. The terms older, middle, and younger peer speak to length of time in the program. The interview orientation and facilitation is conducted by staff, but the residents on the panel do most of the talking. Staff must provide orientation to the panel residents in advance of the interview on the following: deciding and assign who will ask what questions or relay what information. Panel members sticking to their assigned questions or comments. Panel members keeping their assigned questions or comments brief. Panel members following the lead of the staff facilitator. Panel members being careful not to veer into serious or heavy topics, even if the new client brings them up. Panel members being welcoming in their facial expressions and body language. And panel members, where comfortable, feeling free to briefly self-identify with any situations, issues, or problems that the new client divulges. Example, hey, I or we've been there. Or, I or we know what that feels like. This helps establish a bond with the new client. The welcome interview should cover 9 components in the following order. The first component, a brief recent background of the new client. What brings them to treatment? The panel may ask up to 3 to 5 related questions and share brief personal anecdotes. Under no circumstances are childhood issues to be raised. The second component, go over the cardinal rules. Stress, OCG is in the business of providing treatment to people in need, not terminating their treatment opportunities. However, maintaining a safe environment for all clients is of paramount importance. The cardinal rules are: no premeditated acts of physical violence towards self, other clients, OCG staff, pets, or property. No threats of physical violence towards self, other clients, OCG staff, pets, or property. No overt or covert gang warfare, intimidation, or coercion. No terrorist threats towards the family at large, the OCG staff at large, or the facility. Violation of any of the above cardinal rules may lead to discharge from the program. The third component, go over the fire drill and emergency evacuation procedures. Simply state, if the fire alarm goes off, the client is to walk, not run, quickly to the nearest exit and head towards the street in front of the facility where the other family members will be congregating. Find your big brother or big sister and stand next to them. No talking is allowed. The fourth component, Inform the client the name of their assigned counselor and approximately when they will meet with the counselor. This is generally within a week. If it is not known who the counselor is at the time, will be, advise the client that they will find out who their counselor is within 48 hours. The fifth component, introduce the client to their big brother or big sister. Make sure the big brother or big sister has a copy in hand of the big brother, big sister role and responsibilities form. Explain the big brother or big sister's role to the client, which is to do the following. Assist the client with assimilating into the therapeutic community environment. Assist the client, if needed or requested by client, with completing the intake forms. Note, some forms which request personal identifying information are confidential, and the client will only be assisted by staff, if needed, with these forms. Assist client in learning and understanding the general, aka house rules. The sixth component. Inform the client that they are on delegation, if applicable, and what that means. Delegation means they will be assigned to their big brother or big sister for at least 3 days, similar to a buddy system. They will be with them at all times, helping ease their transition into the therapeutic community environment. If their big brother or big sister has to leave the house for some reason, another peer will be temporarily assigned until they return. The seventh component. Inform the client of the Omega option. Let's briefly go over what the Omega option is. The Omega option is a tool of last resort a client can use if they feel they have exhausted all other avenues available to them to have an issue resolved directly, and either there has been no response or the issue, from the client's perspective, has not been resolved. This would generally be issues that could have an immediate and direct impact on the client's treatment. The client is advised that the Omega option, staff person, and contact phone number is posted throughout the facility. In order to exercise the Omega option, a client need only inform the chief of the house that they would like to speak with the staff on duty in order to use the Omega option. The staff on duty may only ask the client the following questions. 1. Do you believe you have exhausted all of the available tools at your disposal to have your issue resolved? The answer to this question is not so important, due to the next question. 2. Is there anything I can do at this moment in time to help resolve your issue? If the answer is yes, the staff on duty may proceed with attempting to help resolve the client's issue and must document the intervention legibly on a progress note. If the answer is no, the staff on duty must proceed with allowing the client to invoke the Omega option. The staff on duty directs the client to the client phone in the front area and allows them to exercise the Omega option. The staff on duty may not call the staff acting as the Omega option in advance to prepare them, warn them, or provide information to them. The process must be transparent. It will be the sole responsibility of the Omega option staff person to decide how to handle and resolve the issue presented by the client. The staff on duty shall document the exercise of the Omega option on an unusual incident report form and submit as per protocol. No phone calls to external stakeholders or authorities are required for this incident report. We will now continue on with the welcome interview process. The eighth component. Present the client with the intake packet. Explain that there are a number of forms they are required to complete. They should complete them to the best of their ability. Any forms of which they have questions, put to the side, and a staff person will meet with them to review the packet and answer any questions they may have. The ninth component. Close the interview by stating, "Welcome to the OCG family." Panel members may then welcome the new client with either a reach out or a handshake, whichever each person finds comfortable. There may be occasions where a welcome re-interview has to be performed. This is for clients who were previously in the program within the last 12-month period, self-discharged prior to completion, and have no outstanding OCG warrants. OCG warrants are any belief or factual knowledge that the client violated cardinal or serious general rules, such as drug use or sexual acting out, which were not able to be investigated or dealt with prior to the client's self-discharge. If there are no OCG warrants, all of the components of the welcome interview will apply, except for the first, fifth, and sixth component, which will have the following changes. The first component, a brief review of why the client left treatment prematurely and what transpired with their life after leaving treatment that has led them back into treatment. The fifth component, the staff facilitating the re-interview will make a determination on whether or not the returning client needs to be assigned a big brother. The sixth component, the staff facilitating the re-interview will make a determination on whether or not the returning client needs to be on delegation. Based on the circumstances surrounding a returning client, the site supervisor will determine if a TC general meeting is necessary. This brings us to the close of the welcome interview audio training. If you have any questions, please feel free to email them to me at daytop@pacbell.net or refer to the welcome interview TSB, that's Treatment Service Bulletin. Thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, the most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.
$15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.